Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. One step, one trait, one day at a time. Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shifra Rabenstein, and this week we are focusing on the Midah of Busha. When we began our exploration of this Midah, we established a goal of understanding why this Midah is so important, and why this Midah is listed as one of the three defining characteristics of a Jew. And at that time, we noted that on the most basic level, Busha, inhibition, is important because it was gifted to us by Hashem to help prevent us from wrongdoing. It is that feeling that stops us from moving forward when we know we shouldn't. And now let's take that to the next level. Obviously, no one is going to argue that the highest level to reach is to refrain from wrongdoing only because other people are going to see. We do not strive to do things only because we are afraid of what other people are going to say. In fact, if a person's entire service of God is built on a feeling of being inhibited by what other people are going to think of say to think and say, that doesn't seem very strong at all. The ideal place that we want to get to is when our Yiras Hashem, our fear of Hashem, is stronger than Yira Me'anashim, is stronger than our fear of other people. Meaning to say, the ultimate goal is not living in fear of what other people are going to think. The ultimate goal is living with the reality of Hashem. And that is our work. To live with more and more of a reality that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees everything that I do. In day number one of our learning together about Busha, we cited the Gemara which says that real Busha is defined by the words Tihiyeh Yiraso Al Paneichem, fear of heaven should be upon you. The word yira, fear, is comprised of the same letters as the word yireh, he will see. Living with healthy busha means living with the reality that Hashem will see everything that I do. And that is what inhibits me. Not ultimately because someone else is going to see, but ultimately because Hashem is going to see. And living with that reality of Hashem, making that more and more of a reality in my life, that is one of the markers of a Jew. My very good friend, Mindy Hauer, when her children were younger, and she would catch them or notice that they were making a particularly challenging choice or stretching themselves in a particular way, she would say to them, look up and smile for the camera. Really, she was instilling within her children that Hashem sees our hard choices. I'd like to suggest that we can really do that for ourselves, even as adults. We build from the positive when we make challenging choices, ones that sometimes no one else knows about and sometimes no one else even can know about. Look up and smile for the camera. Hashem is watching. And when we catch ourselves struggling, especially in private, when no one is going to know, struggling with something that maybe we wouldn't be proud of, remember that Hashem is watching then too. The Gemara in Brachos quotes Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai as having said, Yihi ratzon sheyehei mora shamayim aleichem kemora basar vadam. May it be that the fear of heaven will be upon you like the fear of man. The busha that we feel in front of other people should be an example for us to help us imagine what we might feel before Hashem. And ultimately, may we take ourselves to a point where minimally that feeling that we have of inhibition, motivated by what other people will see, minimally we should achieve that feeling of motivation, motivated by what Hashem will see. But at the same time, we are also realistic. We are works in progress. The Alter from Kelm shared with his students that when he faced a particularly difficult challenge, the first thing he would do was imagine that he was standing before his Rebbe, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. And then he would think, what would my Rebbe tell me to do? The busha that we feel in front of other people, especially in front of people that we respect deeply, is a gift that helps to propel us in the right direction. It is a healthy stepping stone to help us to reach towards a level of knowing that we are always in the presence of Hashem. And may that ultimately be our greatest motivator. Thank you for learning together.